An historic holiday house tour on this moment of Indiana history. In the midst of the seasonal bustle, there is an ideal opportunity to get better acquainted with Indiana's past. Many historic properties open their doors for special events between Thanksgiving and New Year's. On the grounds of the Indianapolis Museum of Art, Oldfield's Lilly House and Gardens is decorated in the style of Christmas in the 1930s, when the mansion was the new home of Indianapolis businessman and philanthropist Joshua Lilly. Elsewhere in the Circle City, holiday tours are offered at the Lockerbie Square home of poet James Whitcomb Riley, considered one of the nation's best-preserved Victorian houses. And from the same era, the home of President Benjamin Harrison. The 23rd President of the United States decorated the first Christmas tree in the White House in 1889. Home of the Howard County Historical Museum, Kokomo's Cyberline Mansion is also bedecked for the holidays. The Neo-Jacobean Romanesque Revival home was built in 1891 for industrialist Monroe Cyberline. In Bloomington, a candlelight evening marks the season at the Wiley House Museum, built by Indiana University's first president, Andrew Wiley, in 1835. In addition, Historic Landmarks Foundation of Indiana hosts holiday open houses for its members at such historic properties around the state as the Wiley All Hands House in Jeffersonville and the Huddleston Farmhouse in Cambridge City. Information about joining the preservationist organization is available online at historiclandmarks.org. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.